O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. Blessed are you, God of Israel, forever and ever. For yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. Yours it is to give power and strength to all. And now we give you thanks, our God, and praise your glorious name. For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 104. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, how excellent is your greatness. You are clothed with majesty and honor, wrapped in light as in a garment. You spread out the heavens like a curtain and lay the beams of your dwelling place in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flames of fire your servants. You laid the foundations of the earth, that it never should move at any time. You covered it with the deep like a garment. The waters stood high above the hills. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They rose up to the hills and flowed down to the valleys beneath, to the place which you had appointed for them. You have set them their bounds that they should not pass, nor turn again to cover the earth. You send the springs into the brooks, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and the wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the air make their nests, and sing among the branches. You water the hills from your dwelling on high. The earth is filled with the fruit of your works. You make grass to grow for the cattle, and plants to meet our needs, bringing forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden our hearts, oil to give us a cheerful countenance, and bread to strengthen our hearts. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, in which the birds build their nests, while the fir trees are a dwelling for the stork. The mountains are a refuge for the wild goats, and the stony cliffs for the conies. You appointed the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows the time for its setting. You make darkness that it may be night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they are gone, to lay themselves down in their dens. People go forth to their work and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea spread far and wide, and there move creatures beyond number, both small and great. There go the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made to play in the deep. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. When you give it them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return again to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will make music to my God while I have my being. So shall my song please him, while I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Let us pray. Creator God, send your Holy Spirit to renew this living world, that the whole creation, in its groaning and striving, may know your loving purpose and come to reflect your glory. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, beginning at chapter 1, verse 19. Then, just as the Lord our God had ordered us, we set out from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness that you saw on the way to the hill country of the Amorites until we reached Kadesh Barnea. I said to you, you have reached the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. See, the Lord your God has given the land to you. Go up, take possession as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Do not fear or be dismayed. All of you came to me and said, let us send men ahead of us to explore the land for us and bring back a report to us regarding the route by which we should go up and the cities we will come to. The plan seemed good to me, and I selected 12 of you, one from each tribe. They set out and went into the hill country. When they reached the valley of Eshcol, they spied it out and gathered some of the land's produce, which they brought down to us. They brought back a report to us and said, it is a good land that the Lord our God is giving us. But you were unwilling to go up. You rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You grumbled in your tents and said, it is because the Lord hates us that he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to hand us over to the Amorites to destroy us. Where are we heading? Our kindred have made our hearts fail by reporting, the people are stronger and taller than we are. The cities are large and fortified up to heaven. We actually saw there the offspring of the Anakim. I said to you, have no dread or fear of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, is the one who will fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes, and in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as one carries a child, all the way that you travelled until you reached this place. But in spite of this, you have no trust in the Lord your God, who goes before you on the way to seek out a place for you to camp, in fire by night and in the cloud by day, to show you the route you should take. When the Lord heard your words, he was wrathful and swore, "Not one of these, not one of this evil generation, shall see the good land that I swore to give to your ancestors, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and to his descendants I will give the land on which he set foot, because of his complete fidelity to the Lord. Even with me the Lord was angry on your account, saying, 'You also shall not enter there. Joshua, son of Nun, your assistant, shall enter there.' Encourage him, for he is the one who will secure Israel's possession of it. And as for your little ones, who you thought would become booty, your children, who today do not yet know right from wrong, they shall enter there. To them I will give it, and they shall take possession of it. But as for you, journey back into the wilderness in the direction of the Red Sea."
God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You were ransomed from the futile ways of your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without spot or stain. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 20, verse 11. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with the risen Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the people of God, that they may proclaim the risen Lord, let us pray to the Lord. Risen Lord Jesus, as Mary Magdalene met you in the garden on the morning of your resurrection, so may we meet you today and every day. Speak to us as you spoke to her. Reveal yourself as the living Lord. Renew our hope and kindle our joy. And send us to share the good news with others. Amen. For God's creation, that the peoples of the earth may meet their responsibility to care, let us pray to the Lord. God our Father, you never cease the work you have begun.
and prosper with your blessing all human labor. Make us wise and faithful stewards of your gifts, that we may serve the common good, maintain the fabric of our world, and seek that justice where all may share the good things you pour upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For those in despair and darkness, that they may find the hope and light of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Father, we commend to your faithful love those who are crying from the depths. Help them to watch and pray through their time of darkness, in sure hope of the dawn of your forgiveness and redemption. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For those in fear of death, that they may find faith through the resurrection, let us pray to the Lord. O God, our sovereign and shepherd, who brought again your Son Jesus Christ from the valley of death, comfort us with your protecting presence and your angels of goodness and love, that we also may come home and dwell with him in your house forever. Amen. For prisoners and captives, let us pray to the Lord. We pray, our Father, for those whose freedom has been taken from them, for all who suffer imprisonment, whether for crime or for conscience sake, for all whose vision of your world is seen through bars, and in whose heart the lamp of hope burns low. God of mercy, give them help according to their need, and hear our prayer for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. In a moment of silence, let us commend the world for which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.